At the dawn of their existence on Earth, humans, driven by the need for food and other essential resources, began to collaborate, a process that initially manifested in the simplest yet most sustainable socio-political structures known to history, bands. The egalitarian and decentralized polity, along with subsistence and barter-based economies, made each member's efforts within the band central to security and survival against threats from nature and invasions. However, as societies marched toward political centralization and complexities, such as pastoralism, horticulture, agriculture, industry, and knowledge, so did the terms of socio-political and economic engagement between the rulers and the ruled. The resultant managerial complexities and need for collective welfare required significant capital investment in the name of taxes collected from the subjects. Thus, taxes are ideally meant to benefit the very people from whom they are collected, with their amount reflecting the efficiency of service delivery and the potential for public prosperity. Societies with a relatively transparent, legitimate, and accountable contract between the rulers and the ruled collect and utilize taxes and public resources for inclusive prosperity. The prosperity of people in developed parts of the world is both a cause and a manifestation of legitimate and competent leadership, a realistic strategic culture, transparency, and the rule of law. In contrast, those operating in obscurantism exhibit extractive taxation and employ Orwellian and Machiavellian methods to reinforce encroachment and vested interests over their populations, with our society being no exception. This is manifested in the disproportionate and seemingly irreconcilable divides across political, social, economic, nutritional, healthcare, and legal domains between the public and the privileged elite, the civil, military bureaucracy, judiciary, clergy, media, capitalist and corporate elites, political dynasties, and others who abet and benefit from the capture. Notably, this elite group accords itself tax exemptions and free, steady access to services, while the public exclusively bears a disproportionate tax burden without commensurate benefits. To add to the divide, the architects and abettors of the current hybrid dispensation have astronomically increased their perks and reduced taxes on luxury items, exporters, and retailers, while exorbitantly overburdening and taxing the public, particularly the middle and salaried classes, to death. One might rightly question the rationale behind, and the veracity of, the oft-claimed and practiced disparity, as well as the lending institutions' purported antipathy toward the poor, working, and salaried classes.